And we're going next to Groves, Texas, population 15,000, which could be near Reedus Path, near the Texas-Louisiana border. Groves Mayor Brad Bailey says he is evacuating the city and preparing to leave himself.
We're inundated with chemical plants and refineries here, so that's a big concern, because if we get 20-foot, 22-foot of storm surge, Port Arthur levees are gauged at about 14-foot. So, you know, we're looking at a whole lot of issues right now, getting our emergency vehicles and people out of harm's way so that we can turn around and come back. We have two nursing homes and a hospital that have been evacuated, so we're good on that front, and we all have our evacuation routes planned.
Mayor, have your evacuation plans and overall hurricane plans been modified at all after what everyone saw with Hurricane Katrina?
And that's what's ironic about the whole thing. We have not made any changes to our emergency plan other than trying to convince people to get out. I've been on the TV telling people that they need to get out, period. We called for a mandatory evacuation. They don't heed that, and, you know, the buck stops with them.
Mayor, as I'm sure you know, blacks and whites in America saw the evacuation and the response to Hurricane Katrina in different ways. Are officials in your area doing anything in particular to try to reassure everyone of any race that everyone is being treated the same?
You know, we have never really, I mean, we identify people with need transportation, you know, irregardless of color, creed, or nationality. You know, that's our plan.
What about issues of class? I mean, is there a part of town where people are less likely to have cars?
And so you know, probably so, the southern part. But we've got a bus stop within walking distance of probably 60%, 70% of that area. So that's pretty impressive as far as what we've done, as far as getting people out.
Are you able to have a plan at this point for what you will do immediately after the storm?
No, sir, we haven't got that far. We do know that we're getting some aircraft in here to assess the damage. One of our key concerns is pollution and toxic materials in the water. So that'll be one of our key factors in when we get people back in here. And hopefully we can get things back to, you know, some type of normalcy.
Well, Mayor Brad Bailey of Groves, Texas, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great day.